USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are calling for the vice president to be removed as border czar. Congressman Brian Babin of Texas saying the flood of illegal immigration continues and Kamala Harris has bungled the response.
It's been 3 months since Vice President Harris was given the title of czar, and she has yet to go down there. Unbelievable.
New figures from the United Nations reveal a major refugee crisis. More than 80 million people fled their homes last year, making 1% of the world displaced. The UN says that number would have been higher if it had not been for the COVID-19 pandemic. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are moving along the Gulf Coast as the region braces for a tropical storm. The storm expected to drench the region through the weekend. Flash flood watches in effect from Louisiana to Atlanta. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is making another push to get more Americans vaccinated against the coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, the president noted America has reached another major milestone.
300 million shots in arms in under 150 days. That's an important milestone. It just didn't happen on its own or by chance.
That's right. It happened under the former Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed. Biden continuing by saying some areas of the country could suffer greatly without more vaccinations.
But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states. They're actually going up in some places.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note. Stocks falling sharply amid investor concerns that the Fed Reserve could start raising interest rates much sooner than expected. The Dow losing 533 points, the S&P lost 55, and the NASDAQ fell almost 131 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 300 cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccines have been reported in young people. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said on Thursday. The CDC's independent advisory group called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting next week to review the cases. As far as if she believes the vaccines are safe for kids, she tells ABC's Good Morning America.
We certainly are looking at this carefully. We have an ACIP meeting that has been scheduled for next week, and we are going to be eager to look at the data during that meeting. What I will say is over 200 million doses of vaccine have been given, and really these events are really quite rare. They are, as you note, minor, self-limited. They generally resolve with rest and standard medications. And what we're really saying is the risk of the disease itself, we've had 300 pediatric deaths. We've had over 4,000 children with the MIS-C syndrome that have resulted in even more deaths, 36 more deaths. These cases of mild heart inflammation, the risk of that, which are quite rare, that are overwhelmed by the benefit of getting vaccinated.
And finally, COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted at Yankee Stadium in timing with tonight's Yankees game against the Oakland A's. The game set to be at 100% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.